when I die. Put my bones in an empty street. To remind me how it used to be. Don't write my name on a stone. Bring a Coleman lantern and the radio. The Cleveland game and two fishing poles. And watch with me. Ghostly steel and iron ore, ships coming home. Where I am paralyzed by the emptiness. Tell by the rust and by the chains, and by the oil that they bleed. A crew of crows fly the skulls and bone. They fly the colors of. I fly the cross of the blue factory flame, stitched with heavy soul for thread. They ain't proud colors, but they're true colors of my home. Paralyzed by the end. call. I hear him call. Hear him call. They never say to come home. Never say to come. Darling, I'm a coming down on route number 67. I just got off the turnpike, avoiding the Ohio State inspection. Johnny Law followed me up the road, but then he turned off and he let me go. I guess this old truck ain't worth shutting down. Your voice last night on the telephone said you wouldn't be there when I got home. So when I get to Cleveland, I'm gonna head back south. The light keeps coming on. I got water in the fuel. My brakes are gone. I got a left front tire throwing thread. By tomorrow morning I could be dead. Baby, maybe you've been right all along. You said you couldn't stay with the man who was always gone away, and all you wanted to do was to settle. Wanted to buy that little trailer out on the edge with the money you saved. It had a carport, a color TV, and no place to turn around. The light keeps coming on. I got water in the fuel. My brakes are gone. We revved that
Water in the Fuel from Fred Eaglesmith, the Lipstick Lies and Gasoline album here on WMFO and TARDIS Jukebox. Yes, we'll try and pick up the mood slightly, maybe not the tempo or anything, but the mood with some Iron and Wine now. This is Bird Stealing Bread.
To write letters to each other a lot, and it was intimidating to talk to him sometimes because he just seemed so isolated by himself.
She started talking about how she wishes that her life was over and she wishes that she was never born.
So I knew he had depression, but I didn't know it was that far.
Said something to me about
killing himself.
Tell somebody, tell an adult, counselor, parent, whatever.
It's a hard situation because you do risk making that person very angry and losing their friendship.
It would have been horrible for me if she never talked to me again, but I'd live with it because I know she'd be alive.
Definitely worth getting help, even if you think you're going to lose a friendship, because it's better to lose the friendship than the actual friend.
Suicide is one of the leading causes of death among teens. For more information, contact the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, 888-333-AFSP, or online at afsp.org.
Watch the field behind the plow turn to straight, dark rows. Feel the trickle in your clothes. Blow the dust cake from your nose. Hear the tractor's steady roar. Oh, you can't stop now. There's a quarter section more or less to go. And it figures that the rain keeps its own sweet time. You can watch it come for miles, but you guess you've got a while, so ease the throttle out of there. Every rod's a game, and there's victory in every quarter mile. Poor old Koozie down the road, the heartache Helen Hopper's brought him down, gave it up and went to town.
Priscilla Herdman there with something off the Seasons of Change album. It's Field Behind the Plow. 6:23 here on WMFO 91.5 FM. You're listening to TARDIS Jukebox. I am the Doctor, and I don't know the answer for what ails this country. I do know that James McMurtry can list a lot of things that are going wrong. Here you go.
to pay less tax. The working poor get to fall through the cracks. So let them eat jelly beans, let them eat cake, let them eat shit, whatever it takes. They can join the Air Force or join the Corps if they can't make it here anymore. What we got, if the president wants to admit it or not. You can read it in the paper, read it on the wall, hear it on the wind if you're listening at all. Get out of that limo, look us in the eye, call us on a cell phone, tell us all why. In Dayton, Ohio, or Portland, Maine, or a cotton gin out on the great high plains. It's done closed down, along with the school and the hospital and the swimming pool. Dust devils dance in the noonday heat. There's rats in the alley and trash in the street. Gang graffiti on a boxcar door. We can't make it here anymore.
All right, I promise that the second half of the show will be, if nothing else, less, more cheerful on average than the first half. Also, perhaps a little more up-tempo. I don't know. Let's start with Watch the Stars by The Pentangle and let you decide for yourself.
Watch the stars, see how they run. You know the stars run down at the setting of the sun. Watch the stars, see how they run. Watch the wind, see how it blows. Watch the wind, see how it blows. You know the wind sure blows when the sun goes down. Watch the wind, see how it blows. Watch the moon, see how it glows. Watch the moon. Sun goes down. Watch the moon.
I've got three different versions of that Lucinda Williams song in my collection, but my favorite is still that one, the original off Car Wheels of on a Gravel Road, and Still I Long for Your Kiss. Coming up next, we're going to, probably bring down the mood again a little bit. It's Gil Scott-Heron. Not that bringing down the mood is a bad thing. Good song.
You have understood, well, the riddles of the ages. Yes, and you have understood the universal mind. You have placed your footprints on the everlasting sands of time. Yeah, so tell me why can't you understand that there ain't no such thing as a Superman? There ain't no such thing as a Superman. Was on the Nile. You went to see great Egypt fall. It fell down to the ground. Yes, and you was out there on the corner when being cool went blind.
Are you alone? Understand that if we're gonna win, we've got to get together, stay together, be together, stick together. So tell me why can't you understand that there ain't no such thing as Superman? There ain't no such thing as a Superman.
Daughter, Mrs. McGrath, don't you remember she's not coming back? But her future's secure, and that's a fact, 'cause she married a dentist from Scarsdale. Stanley Livingston Hughes was his name, and teeth and mouths and gums were his game. Could fill any hole without any pain. He's a highly thought of man in Scarsdale. A magna cum laude from Harvard, she majored in philosophy at Barnard. The perfect match and a June wedding and a 25 carat diamond ring. For 2 long years they had little to say. The dentist was just too busy to play. So she took to drink and began to sleep with the doctor and the lawyer and an Indian chief. Well, you brought her up neat and you brought her up well. How are you to know she had time to kill? How are you to know that she'd cure her ills with a heavy overdose of sleeping pills? Where's your daughter, Mrs. McGrath? Don't you remember she's not coming back? But her future's secure, and that's a fact, 'cause she married a dentist from Scarsdale.
Tom Eslick there, and that was The Dentist from Scarsdale off of Shadows at 7:15. 15 minutes left to go in TARDIS Jukebox, and Saint Etienne is going to take up a good chunk of that with the song Avenue.
Yeah. love you till I die. I just love and love and love you. I don't even know the reason why. Now, hummingbird, don't fly away, fly away. Hummingbird, don't fly away, fly away. The sweetness of the nectar has drawn me like a fly.
Seals and Crofts, pretty much bringing us up to the end of another TARDIS Jukebox for the week. I am the Doctor. Thank you all very much for listening, especially you, you, and of course, you. And we'll see you next week on Tuesday, certainly at 6 o'clock, perhaps even at 5 o'clock, now that all the students are going to be done with finals. Good luck to all of you who haven't finished yet. You aren't going to need it. You've been working hard and listening to good music, and you're going to get the grades that you've earned. And I'm going to wrap things up, pick up the pace for the last 2 or 3 minutes of the show with Los Campesinos.